Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for thought leaders, change agents, purposed entrepreneurs, and legacy builders. We are all about transforming perspectives, as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box, to define your path by exposing you to global thought leaders across industries on how they successfully define their path in life and business. Define Your Path is all about truth, transparency, and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. I am so excited about today's spotlight with Ms. Dawn Fleming. Dawn Fleming has literally been there and done that and is now living her very best life. With her husband, Tom, she owns and operates Overseas Life Redesign, a global coaching and consulting company that encourages others to discover their dreams and turn them into reality, just like she did. Her podcast of the same name shares success stories of international retirement, as well as advice for listeners seeking to leave their comfort zone and experience life abroad. Dawn and Tom began their own traveling lifestyle in 2010 when they sailed through the Panama Canal from California to Florida and later relocated to one of my favorite spots on the earth, Isla Mujeres, Mexico. Or should I say Mexico? Originally from Minnesota, Dawn began her career in real estate with success in many facets of the industry. She graduated from Western State University College of Law and specialized in international business transactions as a licensed California attorney. She finally found her calling for 2 decades as a mentor to thousands of entrepreneurs, coaching them through the growth of their home-based businesses before establishing Overseas Life Redesign. Folks, let's welcome Dawn to the show. Dawn, welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited to have you.
Thank you so much, Dr. V. It's such a pleasure to be here with you today.
Yes. You know, in just our pre-conversation, my spirit is just rejuvenated and just you literally have breathed life back into it. If not alone, just thinking about you on an island. I've just returned from an island. I spent some time over in Greece on the island of Crete. And oh, my goodness, 2 years is beautiful.
Yes.
So we look forward to hearing your story and how you faced your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing your passion and soul purpose. In our podcast, we love to keep it simple, Dawn. So here are 2 questions for you and 2 questions only. And where that takes us, who knows, but we'll flow. How have you defined your path, number one? And 2, how do you want to help others define theirs? So let's start with how have you defined your path, and the stage is yours.
Wow. Well, it's been circuitous is the word that comes to mind. It certainly hasn't been a straight line by any stretch of the imagination. And the twists and turns, I guess, keep life interesting.
Yes.
But I have really, I guess, become an expert at making lemonade. You know, when life gives you lemon, I make exquisite lemonade. So I guess that's my superpower. It started in Minnesota. I moved to Southern California in my late 20s with my first husband. He was doing residency. And I thought, you know, I had the world by the tail. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, came a divorce that I wasn't expecting. And although I had this wonderful career in real estate, I had this little voice in the back of my head that was like, you need economic security, you know, financial security. So you need to go back to school. You need to get a real job, you know, none of the straight commission stuff. Yeah. And so, you know, I did that. And I'm glad I had that education. There were certain aspects of the legal profession that I loved. I loved making deals. That was the part about real estate I loved. I just didn't like the roller coaster, you know? Yeah. And so that's why I decided to go back to school. But then you know, I was the first one to go to my college in my whole family. Like my dad was a high school dropout. My mom was a secretary, and there was nobody that had gone to college at all, much less graduate, any kind of graduate degree. So I was not really understanding what I was getting into when I entered the legal profession. I never hung around lawyers. I didn't really understand that culture at all. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, it was an informational interview I went to for one of my professors that taught international business transaction. And I was brutally honest about what I wanted to do. I was in my mid-30s. I'm like, look, I'm not doing depo summaries in the basement of some, you know, stinky law firm. Like, you know, and he actually offered me a job, you know. Uh-huh. A similar story with my husband when we met. I told him dating horror stories. It wasn't really a date, I didn't think. And so, you know, sometimes that just raw authenticity, people love that. You know, you hear about a lot about that now. Well, that was me way back when, you know. Yes. Being brutally honest, that's kind of how I roll. But, you know, he said, Dawn, you're going to scare a lot of people. And I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, you're fearless. And I was like, well, okay. And that's a bad thing. And he's like, no, you don't understand. You know, you have all this world experience, this life experience. And, you know, most attorneys don't have that. They go to high school, they go to college, they go to law school, and that's all they ever do. And so it was pretty daunting, you know, when you're just entering your profession to hear that, like, uh-oh, did I make a mistake? You know, and of course, it took me 7 years. I realized, you know what? I am never going to live my dream life practicing law. Like attorneys die at their desks. You know, they create this lifestyle, this big overhead machine and the status and all of that. And they just keep working. And I said, I don't want to do that. And so I, what really changed my life was this network marketing conference I went to. I got to hear Robert Kiyosaki. He was a keynote speaker.
I love.
Changed my life. Just absolutely. I mean, I remember sitting there and I was mad. I was like, why didn't anybody tell me this stuff before I invested $60,000 in medical or law school rather. Yes. You know what I mean? I was like mad. And I'm like, this should be taught in schools. Like I didn't know about E's and S's and residual income and passive income and all of this sort of thing. So that's really what started me on that path. That's, I was like, I got to get out of this law practice thing. Like this is not what I had in mind. Fortunately, I had already affiliated with a legal services company in the network marketing space, and I was already having great success just from business I couldn't help. And so I said, gosh, what if I really put effort into this? And so that was in April. I ended up end of that year, closing my law practice, was able to replace my income my first year full time with the legal services company. And I loved it. I was helping people. I didn't have the stress, the liability, the accounts receivable, all of those things that are, you know, pretty big downsides to the legal profession. So, you know, I met Tom about 10 years after my divorce. I at that point, I had kissed a lot of frogs. I didn't think I'd ever find my prince. He showed up, didn't look anything like, he drove an old car. He lived on an old boat. And, you know, he was just, we were friends first. And then, you know, we went to this on this honeymoon to the British Virgin Islands. I was number three for him. He was number two for me. Like we weren't doing satin and lace. We just got married on our honeymoon in paradise. And it was when we came back and I got in the limo. I had a client that had a limousine service and we used to trade all the time. He picked us up at LAX and there were six lanes of traffic in each direction with none of it moving. We were back in the concrete jungle and we looked at each other and said, this is our life. And that was in 2003. And we just started, we made our dream board. We started a dream board and we just started imagining what our life could be like. And it took us 7 years because in the midst of it was the 2008 economic crash. So Tom's business got wiped out. My business got wiped out. We had three houses in foreclosure and we were in trouble. We didn't really know what we were going to do. We had gotten the boat a couple years earlier and our plan to sell the house and leave. I mean, the value was half of what it was at the peak. And so we just sort of said, come what may, And we just said, we can't deal with this real estate. The banks won't talk to us. We can't do anything. We can't live our lives when someone else is in control. We've got to take control.
Oh my goodness.
Right. And just yes. say, trust the universe, God, whatever you believe yes. in, and say, there's something better. This isn't it. And so we did. We took a half year off. Tom was 60 years old. Nobody was hiring at a 60-year-old man in, mm-hmm. at that time. And he got a job right away at this shipyard in Panama City, Florida, ended up, making good money. I started a new business. A bunch of my friends had left. And in 2 years, I was making four times as much money as he was. He got to retire. And we just were blessed so much. And I know, you know, it was the letting go. It was yes. just letting go and saying, you know what, I've lost control of the wheel here. I'm just gonna go with the flow and see what yeah. shows up.
Don, I'm sitting over here right now with cold chills, like all over my body. I knew you were kindred spirit, first of all. And it sounded like in so many parts you were telling my story, but this is your spotlight. This is about you. I want to talk about just that whole thing of letting go. You know, and not being afraid to redefine. Before we launch into the second question, how do you want to help others define their path? Just that whole letting go piece and not being afraid to step outside of the norm, you know, to be anything but normal. Can you speak yeah. to that a little bit more?
Yeah, well, it was really hard because until I was almost 50 years old, I had never been late on a payment for anything my entire life. Like that was a big part of my, me defining myself was mm-hmm. I had good credit. Right. And, yeah. and so that part of it was really, really hard for me. And I'm a responsible human being and to not be able to be a responsible, financially responsible adult mm-hmm. was so difficult, but you know, it took someone else. It was funny. It was a coaching call. It was just an exploratory call. I never hired the guy or anything, but he just asked the question, what would your life be like if you weren't emotionally attached to your real estate and that credit issue? And it just that question, that one question just shifted my perspective. And I thought I would be a really happy individual. And then it was like, well, I can choose that. I can choose not to be so attached to that and just let that go. But yeah. it took someone else. Sometimes we need someone from the outside yeah. to really shift our perspective for us. And I've been so blessed with having so many people along the way that have helped me by asking those questions, not answering the questions. That's right. That's not what they do, mm-hmm. right? You've mm-hmm. got to come up with those own answers inside of you. Right. But if you don't know which questions to ask, that's when it becomes difficult.
Yeah, but I love what you said about it all starts with realizing and recognizing the fact that you have choice. You have free will. You know, that was a birthright we were born with. But these societal constructs, you know, that are set up, you know, cause us to think that, you know, there's only one way to think or one way to be or one way to do. You know, you go to school for a law degree, you're supposed to be a lawyer, you know. And so I talk a lot about thinking without a box, you know, because those boxes are meant to keep you in, out, or, you know, hovering about them. And I love the fact that you broke out the box, girl. You blew that box up. And you are living that inspired life, you know, that we hear so much about these days, you know, living more abundantly, following your passions, being a purposed entrepreneur, as I like to say. So I just applaud you and your journey. I loved also on the front end where you talked about how you, you didn't follow that straight line. You know, you take all kinds of directions. And most of us follow that straight line until life happens. Something happens in life that causes us to start having to think without a box and, you know, and pivot to find and follow our soul purpose. So, just a tremendous story. So how do you want to help others define their path? How are you doing that?
Well, you know, obviously my path, you know, took a while. I mean, we didn't get here until 2017. We bought our vacation villa in 2016. We're not planning on, I just want to diversify income. I wasn't really planning on moving here, but then a year later, it was like, well, we can live anywhere. And we weren't really feeling the vibe in Florida. So why not? And, you know, we were on our sailboat. So it's like our house moves. If it doesn't work out, you go somewhere else, right? We're not trees. We're not required to grow where we're planted. So we'll just try it out. And we call that a beta test when you try it out, right? Test the waters before taking that big plunge. But what I did, honestly, when I started this business really grew organically because it was people like asking, well, what, you can buy property in Mexico? Well, how does that work? So I created a program for buying property in Mexico because it wasn't a very transparent process. Yes. It was very convoluted. And because of my background in real estate and in the States, and also as an attorney, I was like, I need to like put this together, ABC 123, so people can understand it. And then my husband has never met a stranger. We'd go down to the beach and he would strike up conversations and ask people where they're from and all that. And then of course, what did they do? Well, where are you from? And he'd say, well, I live here. And they go, what? You live here? How is that possible? Oh man, I'd love to do that too. And so it just, that's how my free workshop started, and the free workshop turned into the book. And so it was really just, that's how it all came about, was really the desire to help other people, to be that guide to help them discover their roadmap. So as I was doing that, it forced me to think about what was my process? How did I do this? And so I, you know, really came up with a formula. So it's the, you know, create your dream life system, but it's really, it's proven now. I'm so excited that the success stories that we've had are just mind boggling. People have been able to do it in 6 months, not 10 years, you know, that it took us, but it's really starts with clarity, right? Mm-hmm. Really figuring out. Most people don't get what they want because they don't know what they want.
Right,
and
right.
That requires thinking. And it requires that going inside and getting getting clear about why are you here on this planet? Or what are you supposed to do? Right? I believe the soul did not come here to retire.
No. Like you,
at all. If you breathe in, you're supposed to be doing something. Figure it out. Right? Yeah, and sometimes it takes a while. Oh, man, I said so many prayers. Lord, please, I know I'm supposed to do something. Please tell me. Please tell me. And it wasn't until COVID. Actually, it was post-COVID. And when I realized, oh, that's the divine timing. Yes. Because now that has forced people to do this inner work.
Yes.
Right? They've been locked in their houses. And so now they're you know, the universe has said, no, hold on. We're all going to hit the pause button and we're going to really, you know, think about this. So that clarity piece is where it all starts. Because if you're not clear, you know, I use the analogy because I'm a sailor. Like if we took our boat out of LA Harbor and we wanted to get to Catalina, like we got to chart a course.
Right.
So
right.
You can't just take the boat out there and just see where it goes. Cause you know, you could end up in Hawaii. You could end up on the rocks. I mean, you know, you've got to set that course. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is true with us. So it's the clarity. And then once you've got the clarity, now only now can you focus on what it is that needs to happen in order to take that vision and be able to make it real. What are the obstacles? What's holding you back? You know, do you need to create income? You know, what are we going to focus on here? Mm-hmm. And then now you know what to focus on. Now you can take the action.
Yes.
That's required. And it's really being proactive in that action. It's not waking up and wasting your time on social media and you know, oh, I'm just going to watch Netflix or whatever. No, you've got, you know, if you want to build a dream life, it takes work. It just doesn't happen by accident. So being committed to even just taking small steps on a daily basis, that at the end of the day is what's going to move you closer to your dream life. And that's, like I said, that's what really gets you the results is having those pieces in place.
So good, Dawn. Oh my gosh. I mean, there's so much to unpack with that. You know, first of all, I want to ask the question, your thoughts about why are we so afraid to dream anymore? You know, as children, you know, we were dreamers, you know, we'd run around playing, you know, like we were whatever persona, right? Or what we wanted to be when we grew up, but we forgot how to dream.
Well, and I think it's honestly, it's conditioning. I actually talk about that in my book is, you know, I think it's, you know, when you go to school, right? Because, yes. you're afraid to make, that's where we learn it's not okay to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. You get laughed at, you get made fun of, maybe the teacher unknowingly, poo-poos an answer, and it makes you shrink. And right. So you don't want to use your voice. Number one, but number two, that's what kids do, right? They daydream. And so you're in school and you're daydreaming to, what do they say? Pay attention,
right?
Pay attention. Mm-hmm. Stop mm-hmm. that. You're wasting your time. Right. And so it's a conditioning process that I don't think we're even aware of it.
No,
it happens over time. And so that's what we're up against. And, I talk about that as well, those subconscious memories that are really in place by the time we're 12, mm-hmm. We're just walking video cameras. We yep. don't listen to words. We're seeing images. Yeah. We're reading energy. We're mm-hmm. picking up these signals and it's being recorded in our subconscious. And that's what is preventing us really from living our best life is because we have these old tapes playing that we're not even aware of. I yes. remember I talk about a instance in the book when I started this journey. The first business coach that I worked with, mm-hmm. We were talking about who I'd like to work with. And out of my mouth came this statement, well, I don't want to work with victims, mm. people who see themselves as victims. Mm-hmm. And I didn't consciously think of it. Like it just came out. And so the next time I went into meditation, I basically said a prayer and I said, please tell me where this is coming from. Cause it surprised me. I was curious. Mm-hmm. I didn't judge it. I just was curious. And I literally saw the tape like when I was younger.
Yes.
That was the root of this belief. And so that's all there and fully accessible for us if we can develop the skills to learn how to access it.
Absolutely.
But we're just not taught how to do that.
No, we're not. Our systems, forget social constructs, they're not set up for it. But, our educational system is not set up for exploratory means, and it paralyzes us. When we become adults and, life happens like COVID, we don't know how to pivot. But then those who are fighters, find that way over, under, through, around, but unfortunately you do have those who are paralyzed, who have difficulty seeing their way through, So I love the fact also that you chose to be more than and remove yourself from that less than. So many people have that feeling. Inside of them, they know their soul is calling, but they don't know how to, or they're afraid to step outside, face their fears, step outside of their comfort zone and be okay with being uncomfortable for a while. Yeah. How did you? Yeah. Yeah. What are your thoughts about that? And I know your time is precious, so we're going to wrap up. But yeah, what do you think about that?
Well, it's that, again, I think is a skill. A lot of this are just skills. And when you first do it, it's very uncomfortable. Like, I think back of when I was in network marketing, I was with a legal services company. And so I thought, well, would be something that lawyers would be interested in. So I would have coffee with lawyers. And initially, I was not well-educated enough to understand it. And then I did gain that education, but I was embarrassed that it was a network marketing company. And mm-hmm. and they were judging me like, oh, you're a lawyer. Like, what are you playing with that for? That pyramid scheme, that whole thing.
Yeah.
How I overcame that was I read books about the industry, the history of the industry, and it's very much like a franchise. It's basically like a personal franchise, right? And so I just educated myself. And once I understood, I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a powerful model. It really allows the average person with no capital to be a business owner. How beautiful is that? Like, it's the epitome of equal opportunity entrepreneurship, right? Mm-hmm. And so when I had those coffees again with those attorneys that would say that, my perspective completely shifted. I said, I felt sorry for them because mm-hmm. they were ignorant.
Yes.
And so knowledge is power, right? Knowledge is power. And absolutely. So to understand that, you know, first of all, we're all so much more alike than we are different. I mean, everybody has so the true. Same fears, the same, you know, issues. And so the more you can get in touch with how similar we all are and how much most people really in their nature, they just want to help. Mm-hmm. And if you can help them help you, you're really setting up a win-win.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, that's what we want to do. We're by nature, we're just helpful human beings. Exactly. And so understanding that and not buying into the fear and the media. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
So rampant. Turn off the freaking TV. I mean, there's number one. You want to get out of your comfort zone. Like, don't listen to those folks because you'll never leave your house if you watch all that so stuff, true. Right?
You know, I love that you also pointed out the fact that, you know, my fiance says all the time, you know, people are our first currency. Once you get that, once you understand that, you know, we're here for a sole purpose, not to just exist, you know, and that disappointment, that lack of fulfillment, that uncomfortable place you're feeling, that those embarrassing feelings, all of that, that's all a part of the synchronicities and of the soul call, as I like to say. So I just applaud you, and I am so thankful and grateful for you being our spotlight today. Oh my goodness, Dawn, such a wealth of information, knowledge, experience, how to's, and practical how to's at that. So I just thank you so much for being here. Would you please tell people how they can follow you on social media, how they can best contact you?
Sure. Well, my book just released last month.
Congratulations.
So it's doing very well. So I'm pleased about that. So you can get it at all the major retailers, but otherwise you can go to claimyourdreamlifebook.com, and there's links to all the major retailers that you can get it there. The other thing is I do have the Overseas Life Redesign podcast. Oh, and yes. That is just a wealth of information, all kinds of stories, people who not everybody moves overseas by sailing 5,000 miles. So there's lots of other people who've done it other ways. So you can learn about that. And then, I do have, I'm on Facebook. I've got the Overseas Life Redesign page and Facebook, Claim Your Dream Life Facebook group. So definitely love to connect with anybody that's interested in this.
Absolutely. And we're going to have you back. I'm going to invite you also to my Candid Conversations television show. We'll follow up on that. But I, audience, also, you will make sure we have all of that information Dawn just shared on our Defying Your Path podcast platform. So you can be sure to connect with her, reach out, strike up a conversation. Again, Dawn, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here, learning more about you, and just nothing but respect and appreciation. And we have to do some things together, lady.
Absolutely. I was thinking the same thing, my dear. Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to visit our virtual home to see what we're up to at definingpaths.online. I am Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you and define your path. And we'll see you on our next episode.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.